In 1910, John Maron's gallery dealer, Alfred Stieglitz, agreed to pay the artist a stipend to free him from the pressure to create commercial work. These iconic images of the Woolworth Building express the artist's new sense of freedom. Curator Samantha Ripner.
They really embody the dynamism of New York City at the time as a thriving cultural center, a sort of surging population, and this new sense of modernity. And I think he really captures this idea in works like the Woolworth Building Number 1. It shows the Woolworth Building swaying almost. And what makes this work particularly unique is the way Maron rendered it. He wiped the ink on the plate to create a wonderful play of lights and darks. It almost looks like a fireworks display. He's basically making variations on a theme. And this is a really modern idea. He doesn't change the subject, but by changing the way he executes the image and the kind of technique that goes into it, and specific printing techniques, how he wipes a plate, how he makes the print, he can change the whole tenor of the work.